Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Healing Light Show today. We're going to be talking about the barrel of Jesus Christ. We're also going to be talking about what all went on for the celebration of Easter, what it was all about, and why do we actually celebrate Easter, and why is Easter so special for us? That's going to be some of the things we're going to be talking about. But right now, I'm going to go ahead and read Psalms 23. Psalms 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overfloweth. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. So I just want to read Psalms 23. And what we're going to do, we're going to go straight into Mark, and we're going to be talking about the resurrection of Christ. Easter could also be seen as a spiritual awakening for my fellow brothers and for all the sons and daughters of God. It's about when you find your spiritual path with Christ, and you start going through awakening. You start seeing the world for what it really is. You see God's everywhere. You see that he's living through people. And a lot of times, I mean, a lot of Christians and stuff don't want to see some of this, but there's paths that everybody has to take, you know. A lot of people's got to take the hard road first for them to see the light. And some of them don't. They take the easy path all through their life. But some people ain't designed for that. They're designed to get their consciousness ready to be awakened. And as you know, I'm a assistant EMT minister, or I was, and now I'm just a regular, you know, Christian minister. But I've got to see many things from different viewpoints. And I always talk about Todd White quite a bit. He's a minister that I really respect, and I really like what he talks about and stuff. And I see that he really gets the whole point. And he's talking about, I think I talked about that yesterday, but he's talking about the heaven resides within you. Jesus died and put heaven within you. And if that heaven is not residing within you, you've got some problems. Holy Spirit ain't fully established in you. And if you ain't feeling at peace, you ain't feeling this, you ain't feeling that you need to be, something's just not right. You've not built that connection with God. You've not built that connection with Jesus for him to open God up within you. So a lot of this stuff has to do with your awakening into your divine childhood. And a lot of times it's a rough road until you get there. So that, as you know, the enemy is going to beat you. He's going to smack you. He's going to make things happen in your life, try to hold you down from doing anything. And that's just the way it is. And a lot of people say, well, you know, you've got all this bad stuff happening in your life, and, you know, you're not doing right. No, it ain't that you're not doing right. It's that you are doing right, and the enemy is holding you back and trying to stop you for everything you're doing. And that's just a lot. That's what happens. And you've got to be able to stand forward and, you know, to do things you're supposed to do. But don't let it get you down. Don't let it tear you away from what your purpose is. I'm actually going through some of that now. I've got a lot of stuff going on in my family. I'm getting kicked. I'm getting smacked from each side of the plate. But I'm still standing strong. I don't care what people think, what people say about me. I know the Lord's within me, and I know I want to make it through it. And it ain't going to kick me down. I've still got my own point of views about things. Ain't nothing going to stop me from believing like it. So you can be a carbon copy of everybody around you, or you can be your own personal copy of what God designed you to be. He didn't design you to be like everybody else. Everybody is created completely different. You're a different identity of God, of a child of God. You're a different identity. Your purpose is different from other folks. See, if he created all copies, we'd all be alike. We'd all say the same thing, and we all that. That's what this world wants you to do. It wants you to be the same. Jesus wasn't the same of everybody. To the Jewish people, he was a strange cookie because they didn't understand what he was all about. They didn't want a Christed person to come in there that was all about peace, because they wanted war. They want to stop the Romans. They want to kill the Romans where they can get their freedom, they thought. But Jesus didn't come into this world to fight. He came in this world to bring peace and love amongst the people. If he would start a war, he would go completely against what he was down here for and what he actually died for, that we're going to talk about today. But we've got to go our path. When the enemy is kicking us, we've got to stand strong. We've got to show us. We can't just jump down and say, well, I don't think this path is for me because it's a little hard, and, you know, I don't got time for all this. You just got to stand strong. Whatever you got to do, you're going to do. And if there's some things that, you know, people don't like about you, oh, well, you know. You ain't here for them. You're here for God. You're here to do your own personal purpose that he sent you down here for. So, you know, just remember that. When it's your time to do your purpose, people don't like what you do and don't think what you're doing right, I mean, if you're doing wrong in God's eyes, God will let you know that. But don't let people hold you down. God will pull you up and let you do what you need to do. And I'll find out myself now. Things I've been going through, God fills me with glory. I'll laugh, I'll smile, and a lot of people say, well, you enjoy going through pain. No, I don't. But I know who's in control of it. And he's in control of my life, and he's helping me through this. But who's in control of your life? Is it your ego? Is it the devil? Who's in control of your life? God's in control of my life, and he's helped me through every point. No matter how hard it is, he's giving me the kick through it. So that's what you need. You need a good Lord on your side to help you go through your hard times. No matter what the enemy throws at you, you'll go through it. Many of the prophets in the Bible went through this. They got through hard times and bad times, and God helped them through every bit of it. All the disciples went through hard times. It wasn't an easy road. It ain't an easy road to be good. It ain't. Because what's really controlling this illusion that we're in, it's the enemy trying to overcapture the beauty of God. God's beauty is underneath all that, but the enemy is covering it up with his lies, where we can't see the beauty. He wants you to believe all this trash. You got to have all of this. You got to have all this money to have anything. You got to go by what John says. You got to do this. I mean, it's all this stuff he's put out here to overflow everything. He tries to get us away from nature. He tries to get us into computers and get us in all this technology stuff and get us away from what we are. We are a beautiful designed person. All this technology that we're learning, our physical and spiritual selves can do the same thing this technology does. Okay? When we open up our divine selves, our childhood, we accept Christ, we ask him to turn on our child of God's self on. All these abilities to add to us, we don't need a cell phone. God could give us all the information we want mentally, download it to us, But when we're fully open, a lot of us is not fully open yet. I'm just saying, we have these abilities in our body, in our mind. We are created to be children of the divine. But we don't understand it. We think we're cut off. But once we accept Christ and open our whole selves up open to God, this comes to be. That's one thing I try to teach on here. Jesus was fully open to everything that God offered to be a example to us, and look what he could do. Jesus also says, you can do the same as me and maybe more. So look at all the amazing things God created in him to reveal to us what we could do. But when he was revealed, all the spiritual things he could do and all the amazing things he could do, they wanted to kill him because they was jealous. That's what the enemy does. When love and joy and peace comes, he wants to destroy it because he can't control it. The enemy can't control that. It overpowers him, so he don't like that. Remember, the person that's giving you problems, show them love and joy. Show them peace. Show them, that God loves them. And the darkness in them will try to flee or try to make them flee from you. And I've saw that many a time. Or try to put some lies in their head about you, but just show them love anyway, and that will beat through them lies and open up Christ within them. And I'm going to go ahead and get into the resurrection part in the Bible. This is Mark 16. And this here is about the burial of Jesus. I think I talked about that yesterday, that his brother and mom and all them took Jesus in. I don't know what I read all of this, but anyway, they got a rich man's tomb, and they asked if they could put their son in it. I think this was done a long time ago. And anyway, they asked, what was it? They asked, I'm going to get right into it here, the burial. It's preparation day for the Sabbath. So in the evening, approaching Joseph and Arimathea, whatever is a strange name, promising member of the council who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate. He went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate was surprised to hear that he was already dead. Something concerns, he asked him if Jesus had already died. And when he learned from the centurion, that was the soldiers, that it was so, he gave the body to Joseph. So Joseph bought some linens and clothes and took down the body and wrapped it in the linens and placed it in the tomb cut out of a rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid. It says the resurrection, it says when the Sabbath was over, Mary and Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Solomon, brought spices that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, has been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in white robes sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene. He was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. It says, see the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Okay. When Jesus arose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene. Out of the wound, he had driven 7 demons. She went and told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping. When they heard Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it. Afterwards, Jesus appeared in different forms to them while they were walking in the country. These returned and reported to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, "Go into the world, preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned, and those signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink, deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on the sick, and they will get well." After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere. The Lord worked with them and confirmed his words by the signs that they accomplished. Okay, that was Mark 16, and it was I think it was 16:1-20. I read all of that. So when the good Lord reappeared, he rose when the tomb was empty and the rock was rolled away. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother, went down there to check out the tomb. Was going to put some spices on his body and all that stuff. And they went and put spices on the body, there was an angel sitting there saying, he's risen. He told y'all he was risen. You know, go check, see where the body is. He's not there. And, Matthew and all that, it talks about there was a lot of drama going on behind that. They had soldiers at the tomb. The soldiers was making sure nobody rolled away the stone, and the soldier just passed out when God opened the stone and took Jesus up. And there's many things about that, but the main thing is the resurrection of Christ. He is the God. He is the God Son of life. He's the only divine Son of life. All the gurus, all the spiritual teachers never experienced and never did this. They never brought full life. Jesus is the only one of full life. A lot of folks say, well, some of these spiritual healers can't really bring life because they're not working through the Son of life, or they're not the life, the full life. Jesus was the full life. He was brought to life by God. He was a reflection of life. So when you come into the divine childhood, when you come into your divine childhood, you are life. You're eternal. When you're living through your body and you're just thinking about things from day to day, you're living through limited means. Your money, your goods, all that is limited. It will rot. It will fall away. But your divine childhood is eternal. It don't leave. Like it says, store all your goods in your heavenly domain within you, all your spiritual love and stuff that you give to people, store that up within you because you will take it with you. But all these goods you don't take with you. But don't be stupid. Don't let people take advantage of you. Be wise. Wise as a serpent, but kind as a dove or something like that it says. But be very loving, but don't be stupid. That's what biblically it says. It says be wise, be very wise to people's ways and stuff. But the thing that I've learned, the resurrection, we've all went through our resurrection, and I've been through my own spiritual path, and I fell and been picked up and fallen and picked up, and God is, transforming me into what I need to be. And I'm sure he's transforming you and what you need to be too. And a lot of times when we see bad times that we just give up. But you don't give up because there's many different amazing paths that's along your way. And, I've been gracious to have many spiritual, signs given me spiritually. And I saw some places in heaven God has showed me with inside of myself. I'll say in dreams and in my mind's eye, I've got to see things that God has showed me. And a lot of people wouldn't understand that. They would see stuff like it and say, it ain't real. But I know it's real. I know the kingdom that God has got for me. I've been showed my mansion that God talks about. I've not saw all of it. He won't show me all of it till my day comes. But I've saw parts of it. He specifies your kingdom or your mansion to what you are down here. What you like is like my favorite thing's fishing. In my mansion, I've saw many different lakes. It was like many different ponds you see at one of these mansions. And each one was salt water, another one was like clear water, just different fishing types. It was amazing. He let me walk by that and show me just bits of it. Not all of it, just bits. And then when I'm meeting with the Lord sometimes, when I'm meeting, I'm there at a waterfall, the same waterfall that I was awoken. I saw at a waterfall, I sat above the waterfall. It was like a little pond, and there was many people in there. It's like they was dead white. It was like they was in a coma. It was like in a coma. And I saw an angel, or it was the Lord, and he came out here and touched me on my head, and I woke up. And then he gave me a towel for me to dry off and walked me out of the pond and took me to land, and he spoke to me. And I'm not sure what all he said to me because I was still in, it was more of a spiritual, it's like a spiritual dream. I wasn't dreaming. I wasn't asleep. It was just like a vision. And I'll never forget this happened about 2 or 3 years ago. And now every time I see myself up in the the heaven realm. I see myself close to that pond. I'm in the rainforest around that pond. Or he'll take me into a special place in them woods or in that rainforest to meet and speak with me. I remember one time I was not feeling good at work, and mentally I saw myself in that rainforest sitting beside the Lord. And when I was sitting beside the Lord, I started feeling better there at my work. It's like when I was in his presence, it's like I started feeling better. And I didn't understand it at that time. I was like, you know, the Lord was just sitting there. It's like he's just sitting there with me, you know. And I didn't understand. I mean, I knew, but I didn't understand because my mind was somewhere else. I was concentrating on this and doing my job. And then I was like, well, I'm in the presence of the Lord, and it heals me. And I saw what he was doing there, and it was amazing. But just ask for the Lord to show you many different signs. Ask him to speak into your life, and he will. But I'm going to have to get on off here today, and I thank you for meeting with me this day. And I ask that God bless every one of you and tell people about the healing light, and maybe the Holy Spirit would touch them through this show. The one yesterday, I asked people to accept Christ and listen to the one yesterday. But God bless you all, and I might have a show tomorrow for Easter. I might go over some of this stuff and go more into detail. But God bless every one of y'all, and I hope y'all have a great Easter weekend. And if y'all hear from me tomorrow, which I'm thinking about having a show because I can't go to church because my kids and wife have been sick. But, you know, have a good one. God bless every one of y'all, and may God bless every one of y'all's lives. Have a good day. Bye.